Hello and welcome to the Motivation Mob Podcast. I am your host, MW. Hey, Motivation Mob, MW here. This, of course, is the third episode on success in life. How do you have success in life? We've already talked about what success is. We've already talked about what you need to do, what thing you need to focus on in order for you to begin to move yourself towards success. Now, I want to talk a little about the mentality of success, or a mentality you need to adopt. So, what do successful people have in common? None of them are victims. Successful people are not victims. Let me explain what I mean by that. Successful people take responsibility for what they are able to control. If you want to be successful in any area of your life, there could be certain circumstances. It could be your physical ability to take certain actions, or it could be your financial situation. It could be your family situation. You might just live in a place where doing the thing you want to do, being the person you want to be, or having the things you want to have is impossible. So, I understand that there will always be some challenges, some limitations, something that could be a hindrance in your pursuit to be successful. There is always a challenge that needs to be overcome. But here's the thing, here's the mentality. Successful people see these limitations as nothing more than a challenge. They see these limitations as nothing more than something that has a solution that needs to be found. They see it nothing more. They don't see it as a problem. They don't see it as reason to stop going. They see that as an opportunity to find a solution, to find the success that they want, or rather the path to the success that they want. Here's the thing. If you want to be successful, you always need to have this particular mentality, a growth mentality. You can learn anything you want to learn. You can learn absolutely anything you want to learn. And if you want to be successful in any area of your life, well, it needs for you to take actions that you have not been taking. If you change the actions you've been taking, you will change the outcomes you keep getting, the results you keep getting in your life. If you take a certain action, if you eat unhealthy, if you don't exercise, if you have bad habits like you drink too much and you smoke way more than any normal person even needs to, or if you smoke at all of those are habits, all of those are actions that will ultimately harm your health. So if you take those actions, what you will get is less and less good health. You will decrease the amount of good health that you have in your life. Of course, I mean physical health. Of course, there could be an emotional and spiritual health issue that you could develop as a result of taking some of these unhealthy actions. But at the end of the day, you can learn what actions you need to take. Which means that once you have learned those actions, you can then learn what you need to do to take those actions and then take those actions. You can grow into the person you want to be. You can grow into the person who has the health that you want to have. If you are in bad health right now, there are certain things, there is always something that you can do to move yourself from where you are now to a place of better health. Now, I know, I realize that you may be in circumstances where having the best health of any human being is just not a possibility. But it doesn't matter what situation you're faced with, there is always something that you can do to improve your health, even in the smallest way possible. If you begin to eat healthier, if you begin to prioritize getting enough exercise, if you begin to eliminate some bad habits that you have that are contributing to your bad health, drinking, smoking, all of that, maybe even not getting enough sleep, that could harm your health. So what do you do if you want to be successful in your health? What do? You learn what is making you unhealthy. You learn what can make you healthier. You learn what things you need to do in order for you to get from where you are now to where you want to be, and then you take those actions. You will become as healthy as you possibly can be if you take those actions. Here's the thing. For you to ultimately get to where you want to be, for you to have what you want to have, to do the things you want to do, and to be the person you want to be, you have to grow into the person who has the things that you want to have, who does the things that you want to do, and who is the person you want to be. You have to grow into that person. You have to learn what actions you need to take, and then you need to take those actions. You need to develop yourself into the kind of person who takes the actions that will give you the success that you want. Let me recap here. If you want to have success in any area of your life, one, you need to learn what things are making you unsuccessful in that area of your life. Two, you need to learn specifically what things can get you from where you are now to where you want to be. Learning is growing. Learning means you are growing as a person. When you learn something new, that is growth. When you learn something new, that is growth. And when you grow into the kind of person who has the things that you want to have, you will have those things. If you grow into the kind of person who takes the actions that will give the success that you want, the success that you want to have, if you grow into the kind of person who takes the steps, the actions that you learned will give you the success that you want, if you become the person who takes those actions, you will have the result that you want. You will have the success that you want. Life is all about growth. Life is growth. When you were a baby, what happened for you to get your size? You grew. But how did you grow? You took in food. The growth of your physical body is nothing more than an accumulation of the food that you have eaten over the years. It has grown you into the physical size that you are now. Well, what about your mind? Your mind is constantly growing. Where your body may physically stop getting bigger, your mind is always growing. And you can control how your mind grows by controlling what it is you feed your mind. If you want to have the success that you want to have in your life, the success that you dream of having, you need to feed your mind the right things. You need to feed your mind the right thoughts. You need to feed your mind the right information. You need to learn how to become the person you want to become. You need to learn what will give you the success that you want to have. You need to learn what actions will give you the success that you want to have, and then you need to take those actions. And for you to take those actions means that you need to grow your mind to allow you to grow into the kind of person who does the things that will give you that success. Every single successful person knows that they can achieve whatever they want to achieve because they know that they are able to grow into the kind of person who has those things. A very harmful mentality that the vast majority of people have is that learning is something that happens in school. And once you're done learning, once you're done with school, that's where learning stops. You're going to go and work 9 to 5 for the rest of your life and hopefully retire a millionaire or at least wealthy enough for you to not have to worry about money ever again. But here's the thing, that belief is very harmful because you are always growing. Whether you actively participate in the direction of your growth or not, you are always growing in one way or the other. But what are you growing towards? You can grow towards success, the things that you want to have, the things that you want to do, the thing that you want to become. You can grow towards that. Or you can grow towards failing in life. And by failing in life, I mean having exactly what you do not want to have in life. Being exactly the person you do not want to become. Doing exactly the things that you hate to do, the things that you do not want to do. And if you want to have success in life, and it doesn't matter in what area of your life you want to have that success, you need to grow into that success. You need to develop yourself into that success. You need to feed your mind with everything that will allow you to grow into that person who has and does and is what you want to have, be, and do. The mindset of successful people that you need to adopt is one of growth. You are always growing, whether you know it or not. And because you are always growing, it means you are always learning something new, whether you know it or not. And the things you learn, the things you begin to understand about yourself, about other people, and about how the world is, those things that you learn will ultimately affect the actions that you take. Those things that you learn become your beliefs, and your beliefs will drive the actions that you take. You can grow into new beliefs by nourishing your mind with new learnings, with new wisdom, with new thoughts. Because those beliefs will then give rise to newer thoughts, better thoughts, thoughts that lead you to taking the actions that will give you the success that you want. But it all starts with your mind. Success starts in the mind, but so does failure. Failure starts in the mind. If failure starts in the mind, I have good news for you. If you feel a lack of success in your life, there is something you can do to change it. You can change it. You can change the situation you find yourself in. You can change that situation. If you find yourself in a situation where you are not happy with the quality of your life, if you find yourself in a situation where you are not happy with the quality of your relationships, if you find yourself in a situation where you are not happy with the quality of your financial situation, if you are not happy with your career, with your education, if you are not happy with your physical, mental, and spiritual health, if you are not happy with how much you contribute to the world and to your family and to society, if you are not happy with some area of your life, there is something you can do to change that. I don't think you understand the good news I'm giving you right now. This is wonderful news. You can change the situation you are in right now. Whatever it is in your life you are unhappy about, you can get rid of that situation and replace it with the situation that will make you feel that success in your life. You can create that success in your life. You will make that success come to you. You make your own success, but you also make your own failure. And how you make success and how you make your failures has only to do with what you feed your mind. If you feed the body all of the wrong things, the body becomes unhealthy. If you feed the mind all of the wrong things, the mind becomes unhealthy. When the body is physically unhealthy, you cannot take the actions that you might be able to take. You will become, because of that physical lack of health, you would have failed. You would have missed the opportunity to succeed at being a healthy person. If your mind becomes unhealthy, the lack of success will spread to other areas of your life. It will spread to your relationships. It will spread to your finances. It will spread to your career. It will spread to every area of your life. But that is something that you can control. You are in control of the direction of growth that you will take. You are in control of where your life is going. But if you do not take the responsibility right this very minute to take control of the direction of growth, of mind and body, and of spirit, your mind, your body, your spirit, if you do not take control of the direction of growth that you are headed towards, you are giving up control over success. And when you do not take control of your success, you are bound to feel failure. You are bound to fail in the long run. Success is yours, but only if you take it.